Well, it's been an impressive.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You know the usual numbers. It is 57557 that you need to text if you want to enter. And a little bit later in the show, I'll be telling you the number that you need for when you want to enter. But before all of that, Lidl in Ireland is celebrating 25 years in our midst. The grocery giant has made its way into Irish hearts and homes through low prices and famously random finds in the middle aisle. Sarah Madden has been out and about. She asked people their favourite miscellaneous middle aisle buys.
They've got everything. Everything from tents to garden stuff.
Chairs and things like that. Things for barbecues, socks for like kids. Mad stuff. Yeah. It's great.
Footwear, for example. You see rainwear. You see tools.
I've seen plenty of wacky things, scuba diving gear, etc. Never made the purchase.
My dad got an electric blanket one time.
In Lidl,
yeah. I don't even know how we found it, but it was in Lidl somehow.
Oh yeah, I've often bought a pair of boots and a jet.
Would they do good quality shoe wear in Lidl?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, they do. I remember getting one pair at least, or maybe two.
My friend actually got a pizza oven from there. Yeah, and they were like, oh, look, my pizza oven. And I was like, that's insane.
How much would that have cost?
You know what? I have no clue, but I was actually looking online because I'm looking for a new coffee machine, and there's like a full-on coffee machine with a steamer on Lidl that I really want to get. And it's like €89, and I'm like, I need that.
Well, I mean, I think just yesterday we got a little kid bike for my daughter in that section.
And did you go in there looking for that?
No, but we were looking for it, but not there.
I got a deep fat fryer. I saw it initially, and then when it came back a few months later, I was like, yeah, actually, I wanted to get that, you know, over that time. So they kind of reeled me in on that first appearance in the aisle. But it's actually, like, got a lot of use, you know? Just good for getting people together and doing a deep fry party. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
All thanks to Lidl.
Thanks to Lidl, yeah.
Well, there you go. That was our reporter, Sarah Madden, asking people about their middle aisle experiences. Conor Pope, Consumer Price Watch editor for the Irish Times, is with us. I should say Consumer Affairs editor with the Irish Times. The impact of Lidl and the change in the retail environment. They started off with, I think, 7 stores in 2000, now up to 176 or 186 with more on the way. That has to have impacted on the retail picture in the country.
It has completely revolutionised the retail landscape in Ireland. And I have to say, it's been for the better by any measure, because in the 90s, the Irish supermarket landscape was just in bits. Everybody was paying over the odds for prices. The retailers used to laugh and call us Treasure Island because they were making so much cash from this country. And the profit margins for retailers in the Republic of Ireland was dramatically higher than the profit margin of retailers in the UK, because there was a complete absence of competition. So first Aldi came to town, and then I think just under a year later, Lidl came to town, and they completely changed the game. But I think it's really important to remember the context, because when they first arrived, when Lidl first opened in 2000, they were greeted with such mistrust. It's just hard to get it's hard to imagine it, because I looked through the Irish Times archive this morning, and the first piece I found about their opening was a big long piece written by our then agriculture correspondent Sean McConnell, and he was interviewing the then IFA president Tom Parlin, and Tom Parlin was eviscerating Lidl because they weren't buying enough from Irish farmers, they weren't buying enough from Irish producers, and he was just stopping short of calling for a boycott of the store. And then when they did open, people, like shoppers, like, we didn't know what to make of it, because it was higgledy-piggledy, and there was like a big Tesco might have 10,000 products and these had 2,000 products, and some of them were still in their crates and boxes. And then there was this insane middle aisle that was selling jackhammers and blowtorches and concrete mixers and all sorts of crazy stuff. But people went into Lidl almost like it was a tour, like they were tourists. Like, oh God, let's go here. And you'd see the Bulgarian wine selling for £4, and you think, oh, that's not too shabby. And it was fine. But then something dramatic happened in 2007, 2008, and it was the great economic unpleasantness, shall we call it. And when the crash happened, an awful lot of people who might have looked down their nose at the German discounters suddenly found themselves with no option but to shop there, because by any measure, they were cheaper than the other retailers. But something else even more profound arguably happened. Lidl had spent an awful lot of time, effort, and I suspect money, building relationships with Irish suppliers, Irish artisan producers, and people who went in found that the own brand products that they were selling were oftentimes as good, if not better, than the branded products. And when I started doing Price Watch 20 years ago, I think the Irish shopping trolley was typically made up of 8% own brand, 92% branded products. And there was a historic reason for that. And you'll remember this, because when Yellow Pack launched own brand in Ireland in the early 1980s, it was muck. It was the sweepings of the factory floor. And everybody
and became
hated
synonymous with that. Yellow Pack meant stacked high, sold cheap rubbish.
Yellow Pack jobs, Yellow Pack lives. It became a pejorative word. So for a generation, we went, oh, I'm not going own brand. But then the German discounters came to town, and suddenly we realised, you know what? Some of this own brand stuff is actually excellent. And it's a third of the price of the branded products. And today, around 50% of the product, of the stuff that's found in an Irish supermarket trolley is own brand, and around 50% is branded. That's a huge shift. And the reason why is quality is better, prices are cheaper, and also you have that fantastic lottery of the middle aisle, because you don't know what you might be going in for milk and bread and cheese, and you come out with a child's a shark shaped bicycle helmet, maybe some class of weird clothes dryer, and maybe an airbed. And I say this because these are three things I bought on the same day in the same shop when I didn't want any of them.
Hazel Chu is with us as well. She's Green Party councillor and former Lord Mayor of Dublin. I suppose one of the criticisms that could be put at the feet of Lidl or any of the other big discounters is that in local community areas, maybe it squeezes out independence. Is that your view, Hazel?
Yeah, it's odd. Like, I have a love-hate relationship with Lidl. I'm sure a lot of people love it, but I have a love-hate relationship with them because I go there and do my grocery shop and I can feed my family for significantly cheaper than a lot of the other stores. And I also notice in recent years that they've cut back in a lot of their plastic packaging, especially with their fruit. And as Connor said there, they tie in with a lot of the local suppliers now. So I do my weekly grocery shop there. But then, like, I get to the middle aisle, and as Connor said, he goes and ends up buying stuff that you don't end up needing. And it's like the fast fashion of electronics and DIY and hardware. And the problem with this when you go to outside Dublin is it does end up squeezing out the local supplier, because at the end of the day, if you go into a Lidl and you end up buying your hedge trimmer or whatever is on sale that week in the middle aisle, you're not going to go to the local hardware store, nor are you going to go to the local fruit and veg market that might be selling at slightly higher price but is possibly better quality. Like, at the end of the day, it's a high cost of living at the moment. People need to do their shops and need to be able to buy food and put food on the table for a reasonable amount, and therefore Lidl does so well. But what I really love to see them do, however, is to make sure they work better with, I guess, outside of Dublin, how they are working with the community. And you do see them do some of this where they support local community. I would like to see them support more local farmers, the smaller farmers as well, and the smaller growers. But in terms of the middle aisle, I'd like to see them recycle a lot of the goods a lot more, because what they're selling at the moment in terms of electronic goods, and like the amount of times I go in there and go, oh, look, I'll get this hedge trimmer. I don't even have a hedge. But like, you end up buying into that whole middle aisle philosophy of, oh, that's new, that's what I need, but you don't need it. And what we need to do is look at how we recycle it instead. There's a great crowd in Clonauquin called Recycle IT, Recycle It, and they actually recycle every electronic item. And I worked with them before to pick up stuff for older people in our area. And what I've noticed when we do the pickups is there's a lot of things being pulled out that is bought in Lidl.
A text from somebody who might actually benefit from that company saying, I'm addicted to the Lidl middle aisle. I love a bargain. I recently built a new shed, and when I emptied all of my toolboxes and various storage boxes, I had 3 angle grinders. Probably not a bargain when you buy too many of the same thing. Just my own memory is fading. Connor, finally on the middle aisle, is it a loss leader? Do they coax you in for the angle grinder and then get you with the milk?
Oh, I very much think they're making money on the middle aisle. But by the way, I just should point out that it's not Lidl's fault if Hazel buys a hedge trimmer and doesn't have a hedge. That's all on Hazel. And I say that as a person who's probably bought the same hedge trimmer, and I too don't have a hedge. I've also bought a heart-shaped, or at least my wife has bought a heart-shaped waffle maker that I don't think we ever used. But I bought a little mini air fryer from Lidl not long ago, and I was not a convert to the air fryer phenomenon. I was like, this is terrible. I'm not going to... The air fryer is fantastic. I use it about 6 times a day, every day.
I got gifted from a producer in here a second-hand waffle maker. Very good waffle maker. I have made many successful waffles.
Well, you're a better man than me, Anton.
I did end up trimming some hedges, by the way, Connor, just so you know. It's not like it went to waste, but it's completely not Lidl's fault. It's the consumer. And this comes back to consumer behaviour. Do we need it? And like you mentioned it there, you go in and end up buying 3 things you don't need. The point of that is you didn't need it. So if Lidl is a business after all, they're going to try to sell every which way, whatever they can. But what I would love us to start thinking more of is how do we recycle it? How do we reuse it instead of buy it?
Hazel, thank you very much. Hazel Chu, Green Party councillor, former Lord Mayor of Dublin, and she's available for hedge trimming services. You can get her through this programme. And Conor Pope, Consumer Affairs Editor with the Irish Times.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.